On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Happy Friday, everybody. Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on DC, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Friday morning.
Yeah.
I love it. 24 days, DC, 16 hours, 23 minutes, and 6 seconds until Christmas.
Yeah.
And another 14 days until the pink party.
The pink party.
For the Cure down in Bunkie, Louisiana.
Lean.
Y'all, it's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. I tell you what. Before you get your weekend started, you got to get to work. And if you're driving in this morning, it is terribly foggy outside. And what we know about fog, D.C., especially from the horrible crash that happened in Beaumont, Texas, we know that it really changes your perception of speed and distance. So we've got to remind you, even though we're happy, we're excited it's Friday, it's the weekend, you gotta make sure that you are really, really engaged this morning. And I'm going to tell you what, as we were driving in, it did my heart good that we saw some adults standing out at bus stops this morning. And we really, really need that, especially on mornings like this when there's so much dense fog. So if you're traveling in, make sure that you gotta slow down, because if someone is ahead of you, it mars your perception of what's happening ahead. So this morning, it's 7:38 a.m. It's November the 30th. And if you're just getting started, give yourself ample time to get there slowly, carefully, and safely. And remember, those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. And their mornings, every single morning, is important for our kids and our school buses. And even those people that are trying to get to work or get to their destinations. But on mornings like this, DC, it's even more critical. Now, let me tell you what else we saw this morning. We saw people riding on bicycles. Y'all, in the fog, in the dense fog like that, riding and walking, especially on the road, is terribly, terribly dangerous because people can't see you. So if you're traveling in this morning, for all of our travelers, make sure that you are engaged, because there are so many dynamics that are happening that we really don't expect. This morning, we didn't expect to see a bicycler on the road. And so it's really, really important. And we just like to remind you, but on mornings like this, oh my goodness. Hopefully the fog, DC, will be lifting really, really soon. But until that happens, please make sure that you steer clear of our kids. Make sure that you're giving our bus drivers ample respect. Listen, those bus drivers, they work hard. They've got all those kids on the buses. they're trying to watch out for the kids, and they're trying to watch out for you as well. So let's give them a break this morning and every morning. Y'all, it's Friday. DC, it's the weekend, and we absolutely feel like dancing. That more bounce to the ounce, DC, it just makes you want to party.
Party.
It makes you want to get ready for the pink party, and it makes you want to get your outfit ready. It's going to kick off the holiday season, DC.
Yeah, they're going to be putting it down in their pink. In the B-Town.
In the B-Town. And let me tell you something. Every day, DC, it seems, and we got to get Darlene in, it seems like she's adding something else to the pink party.
Absolutely. Now they've got Master P going to be in the party to be.
Master P.
Master P in the place to be.
So that must mean, DC, it's going to be bout it.
Oh, it's going to be bout it and unhinged for the cure. Mm-hmm. And it's strictly for the cure.
Strictly
make no mistake about
for
it.
The cure.
You know, because when Darlene does it, it's with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's with a purpose. And she's not just doing it to be doing it.
Uh-uh.
She's doing it to help somebody.
And in the process, DC, Big is, hey, Darlene, if you're listening, Big doesn't even describe it. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a word geek, love words. Hey, DC, I'm going to go even bigger than that. I'm gonna go gargantuan.
Go with it.
Gargantuan. She is the idea of getting big, but even bigger than that. It's gargantuan. It's mammoth.
She's getting big.
Oh, yes.
I got one question for Darlene this morning.
What is it, DC?
Can I get the keys to the Rover truck?
The Rover.
Can I play the Rover sport, Darlene? Can I get the Rover truck this weekend? Take my lovely bride out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations,
on another
Darlene.
Note.
Oh, yeah.
See, you can't beat God-given.
No, you can't. And you know what? People look at her with such envy, but what they don't realize, DC, is she's giving herself rich.
She's giving herself rich.
And she's giving herself into all of those things that her heart desires. And that Rover truck.
Can I get the keys to the Rover truck?
Is just one of those things. Hey, y'all, we're punch drunk. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. And guess what? You're on point. We got to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
Get a table, doing it for the cause. Every dollar we collect will contribute. manicure. Uh-huh. So dress to impress in your pink party gear. We gon' roll the pink carpet out. It's a movie premiere at the Hayes Auditorium. It's going down. Nobody do it like Sylvia's. You better ask around. December 15th is the pink party. The pink party. Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party. The pink party. Sylvia's pink party.
Joshua Joy Dara. And guess what? I listened to On Point Talk with College Christmas. You need to do the same thing. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Lynette Hazelton, Marketing Director for Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rabelais, Director of Women's and Children's Services at Christus Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Joy Hodges, a Louisiana legend, and I listen to Carlette Christmas on KAYT 88.1. Please join us on Point.
Hello, I'm Thesha Davis, owner of Davis One Stop in Trinidad, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Robinson, First Lady of the Living Gospel Church, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Chantel Lewis-Harrell, Speaker and Training Consultant, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapids Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hi, I'm Robin Cooper, Corporate Communications Representative at CLECO, and I listen to On Point Talk Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Lisa Harris, CEO of the YMCA of Central Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Carla Perry, Sales Manager with Dillard's Department Store in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening to Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Amy Perry, Employer Liaison for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I love being On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Norvella Calhoun-Wiggins, principal of Arthur F. Smith Miller School, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angie Roberts, and I work at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Christine Mercer, executive assistant at Hickson Automotive Group, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Care and Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tammy Salazar, Executive Vice President for Red River Bank, and I love to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Donna McMickens from Alexandria Eye and Laser Center, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, attorney at law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Linda Cooper of Southwest Talent Productions, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Hollywood from Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi there, I'm Lisa Campo, and I am an OPT contributor, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Frances Yeager with KLAX-TV, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Gilchrist, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Octavia Jackson Williams, Office Administrator for MedExpress Ambulance Service, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with my dear friend, Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, Managing Partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Johnny Venardo, President of Cassette Enterprises, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Laura Bryan, Bank Officer with First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Wilbert Carmouche, the Director of Evolve's Commission of Tourism, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Kyle Wolf, State Farm Agent in Bunkie, Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Melinda Descant with Shotland Realty, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Willie Spears with Red River Bank, and I'm proud to be a part of the official On Point Talk network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carla George with Red River Bank, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, my name is Mary Boyd Smith with Sinlai Counseling and Consulting Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Mark, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Evelyn Jones with Red River Bank, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Margot Thomas from the Family Medicine Center at St. Francis Cabrini, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations with Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Pastor Chris Augustine, pastor of the Jerusalem Baptist Church of Cottonport, Louisiana. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Denise Handy, Business Manager with Estee Lauder at Dillard's, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, this is Deacon Jones, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up because, see, I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas on Point Talk. God bless her.
Hello, I'm Judge Glenda Hatchett of the nationally syndicated television show Judge Hatchett. See me all the time on Judge Hatchett. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, we want to just thank DC, every single person that is a part of the official OPT network. You know, it's all about people connecting with other people. And you know what? This morning, DC and I were talking about, I mean, early this morning, because we have learned something that we really didn't know. We learned if we went to bed earlier at night, we got way more rest and we pop up even more ready in the morning. But we were talking about, DC, this morning, lying in bed at about 3 o'clock this morning. We were talking about the power of agreement. And you know what, DC? All of the people that are a part of the OPT network are really essentially saying, we agree. We're with you. And that's what makes us great. When we all come together in agreement, everybody wins.
Yeah.
Everybody wins. You know, everyone, DC, is getting ready for Christmas, getting ready for the holidays. And I think that this holiday countdown is so cool. 24 days, 16 hours, no minutes, 58 seconds right now until Christmas.
A-A-Y-T.
But within that, a lot of people are already on the last day of November. They're already stressed out. And so this morning, what we want to do is we want to ease people's stress. And you know, yesterday, DC and I walked away from the microphone and we had a lot to talk about because we're so glad that our listeners are on point and that they're giving us the feedback to help us to grow, to help us to flourish. You know, because nobody gets anything 100% right. And so it takes us all But as we're preparing for the holidays, D.C., people are already feeling the stress and the strain of Christmas.
Give it over.
You gotta give it over. And so this morning we want to just talk about some simple basic ways about how people can be happier and less stressed for the holidays. And you know what it has to do with, D.C.? A lot of it has to do with perfection. And women, we are the biggest offenders of perfection. Y'all, it's Friday. It feels good. We want you to be safe traveling in this morning. But most importantly, we want you to stay on point. We're back right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute,
the leading edge in state-of-the-art care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. It's Friday, November the 30th, and if you're just getting going this morning, it's 10 minutes after 8. Make sure that as the fog hopefully is lifting, that you're traveling in safely and slowly, and that you're watching out for yourself as well as those around you. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock, so there's still lots of time, still lots of buses rolling, lots of kids walking to school, so please, please be careful this morning. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas with all insurance needs. All you've got to do is phone her team by dialing 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HicksonHasIt. Terra Home, it's that time of the year. It's gift shopping time. Terra Home is a great place to shop, great place to start. 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria, and also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show, you know what? We're super excited to be with you guys every day, but we know Friday holds special significance for lots of people because it's the end of the week. You made it through. Well, DC, not only is it the end of the week, though, it's the beginning, really. And many people kicked off Christmas shopping and getting ready on Black Friday. But, you know, there are so many people that have become so stressed by the holidays and people that are vocalizing their stress that we wanted to begin to talk about that. And we've been talking about how to kind of stay healthy, how kind of not to gain those 10 to 15 pounds that the experts say that you gain from November to January. And all throughout the month, we're going to have tips from great experts that will come in and just enlighten us. And you know what? If you just take only one thing away, and DC and I were talking about this yesterday, and he said, you know, as we were eating on yesterday, that it just stuck in his head what Dr. Rose said about slowing down and understanding when you're really full. So these shows are just shows that are hopefully like a collage of information that if you just take one thing, that it may be life-changing. It may invoke thought in you. But as we talk about the holidays, DC, what we learned, and I was sitting here thinking about what we've learned over the years and over our lives together, is not to sweat the small stuff, you know, and to really come into a place of gratitude for the holidays as opposed to gift giving and, you know, the pomp and the circumstance of Christmas, but understanding that we celebrate Christ at Christmas. And our family is an extension of that. And we come together with our families, hopefully, that are healthy and whole and that are with us. And so sometimes we forget about that. And then every year we look around our table or we look around our family and there are people that are missing from the table that are just, they're gone. They're gone home to be with the Lord and we're moving on. And so one of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning, DC, was how to make the holidays more enjoyable. And we learned early on that it wasn't about how much money we could spend or how big a gift we could buy or how many people we could buy for. It was really about coming together and loving the people that we love and that we want to share, not just Christmas, but all of those moments that we want to share with people that we love. And so Dr. Phil has some really, really cool tips about making the holiday season more enjoyable and coming out of the stress and the perfection of it all. And I think that ladies we're more apt to stress and to want to make sure that everything is perfect. And when we realize that it doesn't have to be perfect. And I shared this before and I'll share it again. God said to me, Carlette, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to bring your heart. And when you bring your heart and you put your heart in the center of whatever it is that you're doing, guess what? It just works out. And so one of the things that Dr. Phil said, he said, sometimes our expectations may or may not be realistic. And what gets people most upset is not what actually happens, but having, DC, their expectations violated. And sometimes when you set your expectations so high, I think it's a form, DC, of control. Do you think? Of trying to control the situation and trying to control other people. And so you have these high, high expectations.
Right.
And when it doesn't work out, you feel violated.
Absolutely. We set ourselves up sometimes. You know, because, you know, we're people. We're people, you know, and we want things to go the way we want them to go because we don't want to have to deal with those feelings, of those insecure feelings that we have. So the best way to not to have to deal with that type of stuff is to control a situation, or, you know, you think you can control it, but, you know, it's hard controlling people, places, and things. It's very, very hard to control. And so when we expect things to go a certain way and they don't go the way that we expect for them to go, we have a tendency to be let down.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that when you embrace your own inadequacies and embrace the fact that you're not perfect,
right,
it really lends itself to allowing things to just happen. Now, am I saying don't set some goals and don't have a plan? We're not saying that. But what we're saying is you've got to make those allowances.
Absolutely.
For those things that are going to happen, you know, because during the course, especially of the holidays, things are going to happen, unexpected things, good things, bad things, they're going to happen.
Yes, they are.
And so if we just allow that, then we don't set ourselves up for that perfection that many of us often do. And one of the things that Dr. Phil says, DC, he says, lighten up and go with the flow. And for a lot of people, it's just hard for them to lighten up. And I think when it's hard for you to lighten up, then you know what? It puts a strain on everybody else. He says, just take a step back and relax. Just relax. And what we have learned, DC, over time is to just let people be. You know, I'm okay, you're okay.
Live and let live.
Live and let live. And one of the things that we learned, and I was trying to think, DC, about how many years ago it was, because we were some of those people that were always shopping. We were always, oh yeah.
Always.
Always. And so when was that revelation or that epiphany for us, you think, that we decided we didn't have to do that anymore? Do you remember?
Well, I think it happened with us when we realized that we had all of these things and we didn't have any peace or happiness along with it. And I think at that point we started to grow up and started to realize that life was about more than things.
Absolutely.
It was about much more than that. And so, you know, we had a lot of voids. And that's when we had to go on a mission to find who we were, what we were, whose we were, and what we were going to be doing with the rest of our lives.
You know, that's powerful, and that happened for us some years ago, and as we talk about...
Around about 2002.
Was it 2002?
We started to realize that this is, if this is what happiness is, it just doesn't look good.
And
doesn't
our
feel right.
And our things, even though we didn't realize it at that time, our things had become our gods.
I think so.
And so, you know, it was funny because we're looking to do something, to make a purchase, and we'll tell people about that at some point. Nothing substantial, but we decided that we would pay off all of our debts, and we would no longer have credit cards, and that we would only buy the things that we could afford to buy, and that we weren't going to go and use Christmas as we had for years and years and years to go and get in debt,
right?
You know, running up credit cards. And really, what was that about? Was that about impressing others?
Well, at the time when we didn't know any better, yes, it was about doing what society says. We were actually trying to be happy according to what society said happiness was.
Mm-hmm.
Big home, couple vehicles, 2.5 kids, a dog,
mm-hmm.
you know, big backyard on a lake, that kind of thing.
You Absolutely.
Know, that's what we thought happiness was. You know, no real sense of God, no real sense of God in our lives. You know, we had a God, but we basically let him in when we wanted to, and we did what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church when we wanted to go to church and all kinds of stuff. We were just basically in control of our own lives. And then it wasn't until we started having some difficulty that we started to appreciate that this, and you can look at people who are more wiser and older and see that they have a more serene life, and not being able to really see exactly what's in there, you can really see from where they are and the happiness that they display,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that is something more to life than just things.
And money.
And doing what you want to do, mm-hmm. when you want to do it. You know, that stuff is just crazy.
And, you know, and we're really talking about this morning, not to be a Debbie Downer for anybody, but as we're approaching the holiday season, I think if you really have not quantified what we're talking about, if you've never really thought about why you do what you do and why you allow yourself to get stressed out, this morning, in my quiet time, it was early, 3:00, and we know that is a powerful time when God speaks to us. But when you really start to understand that life is so much bigger than the things and the money, and we all need money, we want things, and I believe that God wants us to have those things. But when we put those things in perspective, and those things don't have us,
absolutely.
Then that's when we really start to have that serenity, DC, that you were talking about.
Absolutely. And it's important to note that, you know, we the first thing that has to happen is we had to come together and decide together that
mm-hmm.
we first of all had to acknowledge that we had some situations that weren't where we wanted for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be us identifying that, look, this is not like it needs to be. That's the first step
mm-hmm.
in remedying a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that you have it. If you have a problem and you don't think it's a problem, well, you can never fix it. Or if you have some situations in your life that needs to be dealt with, if you don't think that they're a problem, then you'll never fix them. So
mm-hmm.
the first revelations that we had to come to is that this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel right. And so therein started the process
mm-hmm.
of the recovery that we had to go through to be where we are today. And we're in no way saying that we've arrived.
Right.
And like we always say, progress pushing towards perfection. We're not where we want to be, and we may never get there, but we're happy.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this morning we just had a powerful conversation, and all this has to do with enjoying the holidays, enjoying the people that you really love, and the people that are really important. And the word agreement just kept coming up.
Yes, it did.
It did. And so we know that when you get an agreement with another person, that there is power in that.
Absolutely.
And that's why the devil is fighting so hard couples against marriage. And so this morning, excuse me, as we were talking in the early morning hours, I was saying to DC about something that we wanted to come into agreement about. And I said, how specifically do we want to, how do we want to think about these things, these shifts that we know that we're making? And so he began, as the head, as the leader, to tell me, I think this is the way that we need to verbalize that. And this is the way that we want to approach that. So for couples out there, we really, really, especially during the holiday season, where it's a time where so many things try to come in to divide, you wouldn't think so. But this is the time, DC, that those sort of things start to happen. Take before, you know, you've got 24 days, and I've got the countdown up here, but you've got, let's see, you've got 24 days, 15 hours, 34 minutes, and 46 seconds.
Yes.
Why not start now about some real agreement, some real boundaries, some real parameters about what you'll choose to do? And, you know, yesterday I had to take Deuce Christmas to the doctor as DC was doing some other things. And he and I were talking about agreement. But agreement came up again because every single morning, and this is just a caveat, not even a caveat, but this is just a nugget for families. Even you need to have your kids in agreement.
Absolutely.
With what you're doing.
Yes, indeed.
And so I was saying to Deuce on the way home yesterday about the things that you and I as a couple have agreed upon for years and things that we have seen come into fruition because of agreement. And he gets it because we've talked about our boat a lot, and it was the power of agreement where everybody in our family came together in agreement. And I know that might be trivial to some, and that's just something. But when you,
it's just an example.
And so when you come together in agreement, there is so much power. Now, the words is all you need is two. But my goodness, if you grab a hold of some other folk that will agree with you, there's no limit.
Absolutely. And that's why when people are trying to get control of a situation or demolish a situation, whatever it is, they try to divide.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can conquer. It's called divide and conquer for a reason, because division is a way to really tear a situation down. And when it's hard for people to come together, you know, we look at just the movement we had here with breast cancer. There was a lot of people who came together in the city of Alexandria and central Louisiana to do the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people.
Right.
Thousands. And that's what made the movement so great. But the movement wouldn't have been the same with 20 people.
Right.
You know, it can't be 20 people. So the 20 people who are always trying to control everything needs to let others in.
Right.
You can't, it just can't, 20 people just can't do it.
And isn't that really the spirit of the holiday season, Thanksgiving, gratitude, Christ in Christmas? You know, those are things that we talk about now, but those are things that we've got to begin to implement throughout the year. And that's what makes the holidays more enjoyable, when you come out of that controlling, all-consuming behavior, because it just makes others around you miserable.
It absolutely does, and it is hard behavior to change, and because you have to have some type of program to change stuff like that. For instance, you know, if you're a alcoholic or a drug addict or a gambler-holic or, you know, just so many things that you can become addicted out there, it's hard to just say, I quit and that's it.
Right.
Because there's a whole lot of behaviors that come along with those addictions. And although you may be able to quit drinking, you still may be walking around drunk in the behavior. You just don't, it's called a dry drunk. You know, it's, you know, so that's why they say you have to go in and root some of these things out that caused you to be to do the drinking. Because once you take the drinking from the person, they still have the problems that they had when they were actually doing the drinking. And that's why it takes so long for people to recover, because it truly is a process.
And I think that's why, DC, this conversation leading up to Christmas and New Year's and all of the things that we will celebrate is really apropos because you can never listen to me if you take one thing away. This is critical, DC. You can never, and I hasten to use that word because I hate that word. You can never conquer what you refuse to confront. Until there is a self-confrontation, and it doesn't matter how many people tell you, you gotta confront yourself. You gotta be true to yourself. And that will make the holidays a better, more productive holiday for you and for the people around you. You know, it's about self-truth.
Yes.
And when we really, really discovered that self-truth, we didn't have to run around whatever city we were in at the time, buying all these elaborate gifts. And it was really it wasn't about the people and that we were so giving, even though that's how it's packaged to look. It was about our own self. It was really about, look at us. You know, it wasn't really genuine, I don't think. And it could have started out that way, but really those motives are really underlying.
Absolutely. And even in that giving, God will still use that to help somebody.
Exactly.
You know, so people were still being helped by it. It was just, you know, motives were tainted, you know, and so here we are.
Here we are. And you know what? I think really, as we talk about the holiday season, we got to talk about our kids too, and giving our kids a sense of gratitude. And you know what? Every single day is a holiday for our kids. They've got great meals every day. They can choose what they want to eat. They've got great machinery. You know, they've got computers that, you know, they're not lacking. And so for us, we have elected, and my sister, because my sister loves Christmas and she's like Santa Claus. I mean, she is the most selfless person that we probably know. And they really think that we're Grinches when it comes to Christmas, because we have elected, even since Deuce was a baby, not to go over the top. I mean, and that's putting it, you know, mildly. I mean, we just...
Yeah, a gift or two is enough.
Right. I mean, because we really have come to understand that if you don't teach your kids gratitude, they can't learn it. And those lessons have to come, and they have to start with us. You know, we'll look at our kids, and as you're driving in, you may be dropping your kids off this morning, and you may be saying to them, you're so ungrateful. Gotta help them. You gotta help them. Y'all, it's Friday. We gotta take a break. Stay on point.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:39. Today is November 30th. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. And you know what, DC? Every time I hear that pink party spot, Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, it makes me want to dance. It makes me want to party for the cure. And it's going to be the kickoff to this holiday season's party of all parties. And for more information, you can phone Darlene St. Romain's team at Sylvia's Caring Companion by dialing 318-346-2540. And DC, not only can you get those tickets for a $20 donation, but there are groups of people that are putting together tables.
Yeah, you can get a table of 10, of 8, however you decide to do it. But
or bigger.
Absolutely. You know, you want to go with your clique of friends, you know, pink it out, and because it's going down. And you know, let's not forget that, you know, there's really, 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 really no party like a Darlene party, because Darlene's going to be having gifts.
It's going to really be Christmas.
She's the Oprah of Sin Lot. She's going to be having gifts, and I'm not talking about junky gifts.
No.
The last party we were at, she was giving away TVs.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, she's calling her door prizes Darlene's favorite things.
Absolutely. Places to eat.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, it's going to be a real showdown.
It is going to be incredible, and I'm excited. People are already calling me saying, what should I wear? What do I need to wear? Well, you know what? We're encouraging people, DC, to wear their pink however they're feeling it. It's just a show of solidarity. It's a show of support for the movement. And so however you're feeling it, it's going to be akin to a movie premiere. So all those ballers, whether you're balling in your best pair of blue jeans with your pink accessories, we know that you're going to come correct. So however you're feeling it, feel it. And so we expect to see you December 15th at Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. But DC, we wanted to just...
A party with a purpose.
Just kind of...
And we hadn't been to a party in a long time.
Probably since Darlene's last Christmas party.
Absolutely. That was the last party we went to.
Yeah, so that's been a few years ago.
Church party.
Yeah, we've been to church parties. And... You're so funny. Hey, DC, this is the question, though, that we wanted to pose for people as we are embarking. Well, we're in the holiday season. Christmas trees are up.
I woke up this morning, and it was like that hook was just planted in my head. The first thing I thought was December 15th.
Pink, I know. It's kind of... You're right. It's etched in
it's
your...
stuck. It's indelibly planted in there.
Hey, we want people to come out big, D.C., for the
Absolutely.
Pink party.
Help Darlene, man, to be the change. Because basically what she's doing is being the change that she wants to see. This is a lady that's always giving back. You never know who she's going to help, when she's going to help them. You never know when you're going to need some help. But I bet you what? She's going to be there to try to help you.
Mm-hmm. And that principle of giving, DC, and I said it earlier because Darlene, I don't know if we're supposed to tell anybody or not about your Rover truck.
Rover truck.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
And we're super excited for all of her successes.
And you know what, Corlette? I know people may be saying, man, they talk about Darlene a lot. But basically we just know because Darlene is a sponsor of our show, we kind of know a lot about what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody out there is doing anything and we know about it, we'd be more than happy to let people know about it and put it on blast. But we have to know.
Absolutely.
You know, so we know that there's a lot of other people out there doing things too. We don't want to just make it seem like we're just talking about Darlene and she's the only person that's around in the community doing stuff. But if there are other people out there doing it and we know about it, we will be more than happy.
Well, because
to let the community know about what you have going on.
And because one of the things that we like to do, DC, is I love stories.
Yes.
Because I've said it so many times on this show. I said, you know, one story gives life. And I think Absolutely. Angie Stone said that. It gives, or she said something to that effect when she was on the show. It gives life to the next person's story.
Yes.
And so even during the end of the Super Mega Raffle, we met people that we had no idea that they had businesses. But you know what? We're not clairvoyant. We can't look into the future. We can't look into the minds of other people and see what they're doing. But
absolutely. But all those folks have to do is dial the On Point mm-hmm. Talk office at 318-445-5658 and let us know what you got going on. We'd be more than happy to let people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what, Darlene is always doing something to help the community.
And you know, when we talked to Terrielle yesterday, Darlene's daughter, Terrielle, I hope you're listening. You moved our heart for Sierra Bradley and for that family. And those are the stories that, you know, we want to share with all of our listeners, because we know that now it's the Bradley family's time, but we Absolutely. Never know when it's our family or our friends. You know, so any way we can come together and help people, D.C., that's what we'd like to try to do.
Absolutely, we want to do that. But like I said earlier, we have to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know about it so that we can try to be about it.
Absolutely. And, of course, we know that we're going to miss stories, and that's just common. But those stories that we do know about and those people that are absolutely putting their heart out there to help and be a blessing to others, those are the stories that we believe will give life to the next person's story. And when we talk about people like Darlene, and you said it, you said, you know, we do talk about her a lot. But first of all, there's no secret that I love D.C., every woman that is starting her own business and that is living her dream and living her passion. And Darlene is one of those people that is just so visual, and we're
it's right there in your face.
Right. And so people that are living their dreams and loving life and living their passion, I wonder if others' success make others feel like failures.
Now that's a good question.
And so I begin to ponder that question, because even though you may be doing something, maybe you have not arrived to the point, and we're all guilty. When is my turn, God? How much longer am I going to have to be in this place? How long? But what I personally like to do, DC, and we work really hard to do it, I personally like to celebrate all of those women that are living
right.
their dreams.
And Corlette, there's a lot of people out there who are very successful who don't think they are
mm-hmm.
and because they're being deceived. There's a lot of women and a lot of people around mm-hmm. Central Louisiana who are very, very successful, who are not being told that they're successful because of that very reason that you were speaking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Because your success makes that person feel
dizzy. They get a little hazy.
Dizzy? Yeah. You're a mess.
A little insane.
Where did you get that from, dizzy?
It just popped in.
Makes them feel dizzy.
It felt appropriate for that.
Yeah, because you see people around you getting, and then you'll start to say, well, I know that she's not praying harder than me. She's not going to church more than me. She's not, you know what? Favor isn't fair, but everybody has an opportunity to live their dream. And the reason why we're talking about it now, DC, before the holidays, before January 1st, where people are going to make all of these resolutions that within 17 days, probably, they're going to be right back at square one. Why not start thinking about it now? Why not start thinking about making the shift if you're unhappy with where you are?
Right.
Why not start today?
Make the shift.
Make the shift. There are a lot of people.
It's work involved. It's really work involved.
That's true.
And you know, change is not easy. Change is, you know, just like listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as easy as people think. Listening is a is hard.
It's an art.
Yeah, it's an art form, man, you know. But, you know, to make the changes that people need to make to be happy and to be where they want to be, they don't even know that they need to make them.
And so I'm going to get back on Darlene again, and this is the last thing I think I'm going to say about her today.
What about the pink party?
No, I ain't talking about the pink party. I'm talking about how hard she works. And it was that Thanksgiving night that we went to?
Yeah, they were over there working.
She and Maurice were working.
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving night. And see, what people see is they see all the pomp and the circumstance. They see the Rover truck. They see
Rover truck. Let me get the keys.
They see all of the things, but what they don't see, and not just Darlene, but all of the great women that we have that have come. I'm talking about the Glenda Stocks. I'm talking about the Rosa Fields. I'm talking about the Kay Ungers. I'm talking about all the great women. I'm talking about the Dr. Rose that was just on here yesterday, that has been able now to partner with Dr. Oz and is really looking to partner and be a contributor to the OPT network. I'm talking about all of these women, DC, that are grinding. Yeah. And you know what? They're working when nobody else sees
that
they're working.
Absolutely. They're on the grind, man. They're taking care of the business.
Yeah. And I could see the tire. I could see that Darlene was tired, she and Maurice both, Thursday night.
They were pushing through, though.
They were pushing through. And that's what it takes. It takes putting the envy and the jealousy and the how people are doing what they're doing. Because you don't know how people are doing what they're doing.
No, we don't.
You're making assumptions. And then, on top of that, all of the great women that have come through this show. And we're working on having Angie Stone back. We're talking to her publicist right now. Because I always loved Angie, DC, but after she came on the show, I loved her even more because she really talked about that principle of seeing other women like the Beyoncés of the world and women that she had worked with and really given all that she had harnessed to make their careers just go through the roof. And one of the things that she said they reached superstardom. And I was still, I had success, but I didn't have that kind of success. I didn't have the Beyoncé kind of success. But you know what? That didn't stop her from helping and giving. And see, once we get a hold to that principle that someone else's success is not going to affect your success or you're not a failure because someone else is a success. And I said to my sister friend, every time you grow, every time you attain another thing on your goal list, I celebrate you. I celebrate with you because I know that God is in the mix.
Change.
Yeah. We got to make some changes. And you know how we do it? We do it with self. You got to start with you. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. It's the weekend. You're on point. Let me take a quick break. We're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey everybody, it's the weekend, and you know that weekends are made for fun. We hope.
And church.
You know what? That's guilt talking. That is some guilt talking right there. Okay. Well, you know what? I got that, and I think other people probably did too. Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Hey, but we're looking to have a good weekend. We hope that you do as well. And you know what? We're going to keep talking. We're going to keep loving on you. We're going to keep empowering you to be your own change. Because it's got to start with you. And you've got to make a decision. And this morning we were talking about an incredible friend that's incredibly talented. And until you conquer yourself, no success is coming. Until you're true to yourself, don't let the devil steal your gifts and your talents. Don't let the devil have you sit in the wilderness for another, I don't know how many years. Do it now. Get your plan together.
Do it.
And start this weekend with fun. Let your hair down.
Go fishing. Go fishing. I'm going fishing.
Are you going fishing? I said to DC this morning, I said, boy, I'd love just one Saturday morning to us to just lay in bed past 3:30.
You can lay.
Oh my goodness. I think Trish is knocking on the door. Y'all, it's the weekend. And we hope that you have a pocket full of sunshine. We hope that your morning is just a little bit better and a little bit brighter. And most importantly, you know what? Dr. Rose said it yesterday. Where your energy goes, where your mind goes, your energy flows. So make sure that your mind is going in the right places. We love you guys so much. And this is the best part of our morning. We hope it's the best part of yours as well. Thank you for spending it with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, Change has got to start with you, and it's got to start with me. For David Christmas, for David the Second, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend, and we'll see you, God willing, right back here on Monday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.